replace the Eurobond. These would jointly guarantee the debts of the 17 Eurozone governments, in other words, using Germany's full financial clout. But today, when Mrs. Merkel was asked whether creating Eurobonds had been discussed, she explained why they were never on the table.
I really feel that people are looking for this one miracle cure that will get us out of the current situation, but it's not true that Eurobonds are really the miracle cure. I do not think that we can really solve problems with stopgap solutions. We are looking at realistic step-by-step measures that we can use to gain back the trust that has been lost, and I do not think that Eurobonds would help us in this.
Well, Dr. Mohamed El Erian is the CEO of PIMCO, an investment company which has a cool $1,342.5 billion in assets under management and invests billions of those dollars in government debt or bonds. I asked him whether Mrs. Merkel or Mr. Sarkozy had said enough to reassure the markets.
What we heard is an assertive Germany saying that the time has come for better fiscal discipline, greater economic integration, and that must come before any additional check writing. What we also saw, more surprisingly, is a France aligning itself with a rather strong German position. And I suspect that France was quite shaken by the turmoil in its markets last week. And the market had been hoping for something different. The markets had been hoping for more checks. And what they're getting instead is a very clear message that fiscal discipline comes before check writing.
But equally, unless Germany uses its financial clout, arguably, to get behind the debts of all the Eurozone members, there are those who would say the euro will simply lurch from crisis to crisis. Now, did Germany do that today?
I think what Germany is signaling is the following. There is no alternative than a stronger and more disciplined Eurozone if the Euro is to survive. I think it's acknowledging is that that Eurozone may well be smaller in size if the peripheral economies are not ready to sign up to this golden rule, which will impose fiscal austerity on them. So Germany is being very clear, saying in order to have a strong and durable Euro, we need a more economically integrated and more fiscally disciplined Eurozone, and we're going to insist on that.
There was talk of another meeting in September. Is that soon enough?
It is soon enough in the sense of lots of details to be worked out in terms of what's going to be implemented over the next 18 months. In terms of the immediate market reactions, no, the immediate market reactions will be one of disappointment. We will see more pressure on the peripheral countries, particularly Greece, Portugal, and probably Ireland. And we will see a flight to quality to German and US bond markets.
So what lies ahead is just more turmoil?
I think whichever way you looked at it, there were more turmoil. There were really three options, and the end game is playing out rapidly in the Eurozone. Option number one is a disorderly collapse of the Eurozone. That is in nobody's interest. Option number two is full fiscal integration. And option number three is a stronger core Eurozone that is probably small in size. And what you've heard Germany and France say today is we cannot accept option one. We will target option two, but we recognize we may end up with option three.
There is this inherent tension, isn't there, between the bond markets where government debt is bought and sold, where there has been this clamor for austerity, for cuts, and the stock markets which want growth. It doesn't seem possible to deliver growth.
I think everybody wants growth, right? And the key issue is how do you get growth and fiscal discipline together? The hope is by putting in place a credible fiscal process that engenders confidence and they're willing to engage with their capital. That's the hope. Europe has much less time than other places. In particular, the peripheral economies have much less time, so they cannot afford to wait for the fiscal austerity. The message coming out of the European leaders today is we put fiscal austerity ahead of growth. We recognize that there may be a short-term cost, but longer term, this is a better outcome for Europeans.
Dr. Mohamed El Erian.